T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Atop the San Francisco skyline, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
Great to have you here on a Tuesday. Let's see, we're about 90 minutes away from a Tuesday trifecta. Harrison Barnes, who normally joins us here on a Tuesday, unfortunately can't join us today. It'll happen a little bit later on this week. We've got an awful lot for you, though, still over these last 2 hours. I don't want to get bogged down in more Pete Rose. We've been talking about him for a little bit too long today, but I have one more thing to address, and then we're going to get to this Rajon Rondo story that kind of swept through the news today. Saying, Damon, I understand your opinion on Pete Rose, but why are you so close-minded to other viewpoints on the issue? Rose betting, no matter the amount, had very little impact on the actual game. You can argue the semantics of those bets, but guys on steroids definitely changed the outcome of the actual games. And, you know, it wasn't illegal at the time, but everybody knows the results. But that's the big deal. Like, steroids weren't illegal there for a little while. And I guess this, here's my whole point. Apples, 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 apples. Why are you talking about oranges? I can't solve the steroid issue with the Pete Rose ruling, and they have absolutely nothing to do with each other. So let's come up with any topic in the world. Let's come up with me talking about Star Wars a little bit too much on a sports talk radio show. Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars. And you're like, but Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
What about it? What about Gone with the Wind? We're talking about Star Wars. So, look, steroids, good, bad, this, that for baseball. I don't know. None of that is even germane to the topic of, was Pete Rose caught dead red-handed gambling on baseball? Yes, he was. Was he suspended lifetime because of it? Yes, he was. Did he do the things required to earn the forgiveness and the reconsideration of the commissioner of baseball? No, he didn't.
It's still very much a thing with him, apparently. The gambling, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
look,
he hasn't learned anything. Nothing's changed. You can't really...
If I suspend you because you got boogers, and in 20 years you don't blow your nose and you come to me with a nose full of boogers...
You didn't learn anything.
By the way, the booger suspension pleads us, you know, boogers happen. No, but it's just, look, I'm tired of, okay, well, I don't have any good point to make about Pete Rose, so what about daily fantasy hypocrisy? What about steroids? What about him? It's got nothing to do with Pete Rose. Lifetime ban Pete Rose. End of story. That's the way it should be. The commissioner agrees with me. Every commissioner agrees with me. Most people in baseball agree with me. Every single sports writer agrees with me, basically, except sympathetic Pete Rose apologists. Like, why can't you get it through your head that there's no, well, I got this completely made up in my own mind scenario that, what? What, that outweighs a 600-page Dowd report that leaves the guy bloody with murder? The guy was dripping with blood walking away from the murder scene.
Yeah, there was no question.
And you're saying, like, oh, it's all, like, didn't really do it. Stop. Stop. This is perfect. Pete Rose, frankly, my Damon, I don't give a damn. Nice Gone with the Wind reference.
Very good.
So let's move on. By the way, let's not move on.
Okay, wait. Pause.
I was thinking about it. How more daunting could it be than like, okay, so your job is to please the Star Wars universe. Like, you're going to make every single Star Wars fan. Your job is to jumpstart Star Wars again. Like, that's about as much pressure as you can have ever. Yeah. I was thinking, like, what would be the harder movie to be like, imagine if I was like, okay, so we got an idea. Gianna, I want you to direct Gone with the Wind 2.
Yeah.
More wind. No, Gone with the Wind 2. Windier.
And Gone with the Wind.
Now, that would be pressure. That would be a ton of pressure.
That's crazy.
Damon, could you please tell me what Pete did? I'm a new baseball fan. Well, you got the internet. Look it up. I don't have enough time.
He cheated.
Yeah. He did the one thing you're not allowed to do that's bet on baseball. You can do anything. You can bang as many chicks in bars as you want to, come into the clubhouse the next day without a shower. Doesn't make you a good guy, but you didn't do anything that destroyed the integrity of the game that's happening that afternoon. Doesn't mean you're a good guy. Doesn't mean I want to hang out with you. I don't care. We've got other things to get to today, though. Rajon Rondo has been an absolute bona fide since the day he was a freshman in high school, pain in the ass for everyone. He was a pain in the ass at Kentucky. He was a pain in the ass in Boston. Rajon Rondo is one giant, difficult scoop of pain in the ass. He can't shoot a lick, but he's a pretty good point guard. He is. Rajon Rondo can absolutely play the game of basketball. The recruiting of Rajon Rondo to Kentucky was littered with stories about him being a gigantic pain in the ass. Ultra competitive, bills himself as the greatest Connect Four player in the world. And apparently he is. Like, apparently Rajon Rondo will destroy the known universe in the game of Connect Four. And good for him.
I love that game.
Veteran NBA referee Bill Kennedy announced that he is gay. I am proud to be an NBA referee. I'm proud to be a gay man. That is what Kennedy told Yahoo Sports on Sunday. I am following in the footsteps of others who have self-identified in the hopes that we'll send a message to young men and women in sports that you must allow no one to make you feel ashamed of who you are. That's a great message. And by the way, Bill Kennedy, straight yoked. You would not mess with Bill Kennedy. That guy is in great shape.
Yeah.
Bill Kennedy is an NBA official that I'm going to tell you right now, I have no opinion on, which means he's probably pretty good at what he does. When we talk about NBA officials and this guy and that guy, and this is, you know, we got another Joe Crawford clown show coming up, a Look at Me performance coming here. Bill Kennedy's name isn't on the list of guys who are, Look at Me officials. Got no problems with Bill Kennedy on court as an official. Didn't even really know his name until all of this. So his announcement, though, comes in the wake after what Rajon Rondo said when he was given two texts and a walk back to the locker room by Kennedy during the second half of a game between the Celtics and the Kings back in Mexico City on December 3rd. By the way, a lot of this information comes from a very well-written story by Brian Windhorst on ESPN.com. Now, Rondo approached Kennedy after the first technical and yelled at him, then continued after Kennedy issued a second technical. As he was being pulled away by teammates, Rondo called Kennedy a gay slur and has been suspended. Not fined, suspended for something he said. And let me tell you that I was prepared today not to be a contrarian, not to jeopardize my own career here in San Francisco, the most open-minded city in the world. But I was prepared to come in today and tell you that suspending someone over what they say on the field of play in heated competition is a slippery slope. I don't think we should go down. I don't like it. Now, you do something to someone, suspension is on. Kobe used a gay slur on the sideline a couple of years ago, like in passing, like he leaned over to a teammate and he's like, let me tell you, man, that guy is, it wasn't becoming, it wasn't a good look, but Kobe didn't hear anybody and the person he was talking about didn't even hear what he said, but it was caught on camera.
Right.
And Kobe was fined $100,000 for using the F word.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you should be suspended over language. I think that language, even detestable language, is still, in my mind, filed in the world of full-grown adults under the category of sticks and stones. Sticks and stones. Sticks and stones, break my bones, your whatever is coming out of your mouth cannot hurt me, and the only way I let what you say bother me is if I empower you to do that. Then I saw the video. Let me tell you, Rajon Rondo 100% should be suspended. It's not the word that he used. It was what he was doing as he was using. The truth is the NBA knows that it can get a really nice mile or two of good publicity by looking like we're the league that cares about language and all of this. And they are, no doubt. The NBA probably leads sports in diversity and inclusiveness. Rajon Rondo, I don't think, was suspended for calling Bill Kennedy the F word. Rajon Rondo was suspended for stepping to an official in an intimidating manner. I don't care what was coming out of his mouth. He could have been talking about how delicious brownies were. He should have been suspended. He could have been talking about how much he is about the new Star Wars movie. He should have been suspended. He stepped to an official to physically intimidate and power play the guy. And I'm sure that even though veteran NBA referee Bill Kennedy announcing that he is gay was news to all of us, I promise you, every single player in the league knew. And if not every single player in the league, enough of them in Rajon Rondo knew. One of those, if you're in the industry, here's the whisper about this guy. But you got to be in the industry to hear the whisper. Did he intend to say something that was deeply offensive? Did it come out of his mouth in a heated moment? I just think the whole thing is adding up to shouldn't have said it. Shouldn't be suspended just for words, but certainly should be suspended for trying to physically intimidate an official. And that's where this whole thing, to me, is cool to end. Rondo has gone to social media to explain away what was going through his mind. He has apologized to Bill Kennedy in public, I believe privately as well. He knows he made a mistake. Like I said, Rajon Rondo has been making mistakes with his mouth his whole life. Guy's a mouth runner. Sports is full of emotion. Sports is full of you doing everything you can to either unleash and release or contain your emotion. In the heat of battle, people say things they don't mean all the time. Just think back to the last argument between you and your significant other, your parents, your sibling, your own children. People say things in the heat of the moment that they wish they could take back. The thing is, when you're on an NBA stage, it's being recorded and broadcast to millions of people who are all watching it live. I think Rajon Rondo has appropriately been suspended, does not need to be vilified by every blogger trying to get a pint of blood out of the guy. I'm no Rondo fan. A one-game suspension is the alpha and the omega of this issue. It's the beginning and the end, and I'm good with it. I don't think he should be vilified. I don't think we now have to have a, let's spend the next 3 weeks talking about acceptance and diversity in sports. It seems like that is clearly on everyone's mind all the time. I've always said, you know, you come a long way, baby, when you can't even see it anymore, when it doesn't bother you anymore. Yeah. When it doesn't even bother you, you know, it just. But, you know, it's a very sensitive issue here in the city of San Francisco. Throughout the entire Bay Area, the topic of gay is much different here than it is elsewhere. Much different. And I think that now the coolest thing that the Bay Area could do would be to, like, start saying, we're over being deeply, deeply offended by a word being shouted in a moment of sports primal scream. Like, we're above that. I'm above that. If I were a gay man, I would be so above the word that Rondo used, it wouldn't conceivably offend me on any level. It wouldn't. I wouldn't give you that power. Maybe it's easy for me to say because I'm not subjected to it, and I'll give you that. I will give you that, and I will admit to it that I've never walked a mile in a gay man's shoes, and I don't know what it's like to be ridiculed or demeaned. But I've been teased about other stuff my whole life. Let me tell you, you want to talk about not worried about it? I couldn't give a damn. But I'm just wired to not give a damn. I'm that special kind of prick.
And I think Rajon Rondo is sincere in his apology. He tweeted out that he was frustrated, that his emotions got the best of him. Then he, you know, tweeted out that he didn't mean any disrespect. He just was caught up in the moment. And he still got a lot of backlash, so he released a second statement clarifying, look, I feel really bad about what happened. So
interesting.
I think it's sincere.
Interesting point here, Gianna, on the text line saying, Damon, I have to disagree with you about him being suspended. The NBA, the game is a workplace, and like in other workplaces, that language is not allowed. And if you use it, you don't come in the next day. The same thing applies here. No, I don't agree with that. I see where your point is coming from. I'm following your logical bouncing ball, but I insist to you that the thing that you heard in your HR meeting that applies to your insurance company, your tech company, your whatever hallway you're walking down professionally doesn't apply to professional sports in between the lines. This is going right back to the whole Richie Incognito, Miami Dolphins, Jonathan Martin, deeply offended. Your HR meeting does not apply to the world of professional sports. It is, by definition, a little more animal in there than your staff.
Well, every job is different. It, like you were saying, apples to apples, apples to oranges. You can't compare what you do for a living with somebody else.
No.
It's just completely different.
Right.
Unless you're an NBA player who sent that text, it doesn't apply.
I agree. Let's go to Jaime in San Pablo. Thank you for the call, Jaime. What do you got?
Damon, I think you're wrong because you just said right now that in your job, it's totally different. When you're a professional, it's professional. You're a professional athlete. Kids are seeing you. People are watching you. You are there because you are talented and because you have been blessed. At a job, if you still got a job like, you know, any person can do your job, but not every person can play like Rondo. So when you're an athlete, you have to act like an athlete. You're getting paid millions of dollars. If I love like that, anybody can do my job. I mean, you know, but not everybody can be talented enough to play a sport and be good at it.
I understand, but what does that have to do with language?
But language, you need to act like you're a professional. You need to, I know, I understand, I play soccer, and I understand that when you're frustrated, you say a lot of things, but I'm not a professional athlete. Professional athletes, your mindset has to be different. It's your different mindset. You know where you're at, and you know where you're surrounded by. You see, and I think that
I appreciate your call, but the whole notion of, well, as a professional athlete, you must be professional at all times. No, all professional athlete means is you get paid to ply your trade. That's it. That's what professional means. You're paid to do this. Part of what they do is play with emotion. And when you get teched twice and ejected for something you think you just got screwed by a call, You're going to start complaining, and then you're going to go to the first easiest piece of low-hanging fruit to insult that person. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, if you have the means, if you have the ability, go ahead, sit courtside for an NBA game. If you're bringing your kid, bring earmuffs. Sit courtside to an NBA game. You will hear the N-word more than you probably will during a viewing of, what's the really good Tarantino movie with Django? Django Unchained, which I think set the world land speed record for most amount of N-words used.
I did not see it.
In a movie. I mean, look, I played one season of Division I AA football at Iona, which was even a basketball school. It was nothing. It's the lowest rung of actual college football you can get to. I played one season, and in that season, Iona's football team put out, look, you step onto a football field, you step onto a basketball court, you're going to hear things that if you heard them for a millisecond in your office, yes, you could probably run to HR with a very good complaint in a case. You just can't complain in the world of sports like that. Again, I've gotten in trouble for saying this. The world of professional sports in football, in baseball, and basketball. I don't care how unpopular this makes. It's a man's world. Those are men. Those are men out there. Men who are young men, rich, competing at a level that you and I can't even understand. Does it excuse everything? Should they get away with everything they want? No. But the way guys talk to each other in hotly competitive moments is much different than how you're supposed to talk to the person in the cube next to you at work at your HR company. This is just, I mean, there's some guy stuff at play here. The movie The Big Short. I saw the movie The Big Short. Really good movie about Wall Street and crime and, you know, the housing market, the bubble that burst in 2008. Really good movie. You should see the way these Wall Street guys talk to each other in professional business meetings.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, every job is different. I don't agree with what Razor Armando did. I think he should have been suspended. That's my opinion. Absolutely 100%.
I don't think he should be suspended for saying that word. I think he should have been suspended for his physical intimidation of the referee. But I got a problem with people being suspended over language. I do. I do. I always will. And it's not just because I'm a radio guy trying to, like, open the door for me, please. Like, when I get in trouble for saying something next time.
That's the point. Like, if you take this job, Damon, it's completely different. There's things we can say and we've said on the radio, or I mean, on and off the air here and there, that would not be acceptable in certain types of situations. So every job is different.
They all are. So a lot of people want to talk about this. And here's the deal. I would like to talk about it with you in the most mature way possible. Not the least offensive way possible, because people, here's the thing. Long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, I stopped caring about what offended you, Gianna, you, Danny, you, Bouton Vixen. I don't care what offends anybody anymore, because everybody's offended by something. And if that's all I think about, well, then I can't do my job.
Sure.
If I'm trying to walk around the landmines that you buried that I don't know about. So that's why I just go sprinting through the field. Not even caring where the landmines are. And if anybody gets a little damaged, well, that's called interesting talk where I'm from. Hopefully we have more of it with you in just a minute. 888-957-9570. When we're done with your calls on this topic, by the way, there's a topic that you got to be a lot more worried about. The topic is the San Antonio Spurs. Stick around for that here on 95.7 The Game.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
I'm a huge fan of South Park, and they actually did an episode on the word Rajon Rondo said to the official. It was brilliant. You know, words evolve and words do change. And I do think we got a generation of people who will use that word, not trying to insult a single sect or fraction of the gay community. I'm not trying to excuse anything, but hi, my name's Damon Bruce. Your words can't hurt me. I don't want to dare anyone because we are on a delay here, and then that'll just all disappear. But like, you can't come up with words that are going to like leave me like, I'm going to be like, dude, shut up. I don't care what you say. I mean, you know, I think that Rajon Rondo did something he shouldn't have, has been appropriately suspended, and does not need to be vilified or called a homophobe.
No.
Or anything like that.
He just needs to make smarter choices.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
You got to know what stage you're working on.
Right.
You know, you shouldn't go up on the big stage with the side stage material. Let's go to John in Berkeley, who is also known as Big Gay John. How are you, John?
Mr. Bruce, Ms. Franco, how are you guys?
Good.
Wonderful.
First of all, on behalf of my boyfriend, Rajon Rondo, and I, happy holidays. I've told him a million times, honey, don't use that word. It upsets the neighbors, the referees, my other boyfriend, Tom Brady. Just don't. You know that suspension. You know whose Christmas bonus that's going to come out of for Christmas. You know that's going to hurt me in the long run.
I'm very sorry. I'm very very sorry that you're going to have a little less to enjoy under the stocking this year. But you know, look, in all seriousness,
yes, sir.
How do you react to that word when you hear it?
It's painful And I think the one game suspension is appropriate. And you know what? Let's move on. Like, I'm glad there's a sensitivity to it culturally, publicly. And he's a talented player. I loved him when he was with the Celtics, which, you know, I'm a Boston guy. He's still talented. He made a mistake. He's paying the price. Let's move on. And as you said, I'm more concerned with his physically intimidating a referee.
Yes.
That referee felt unsafe on the court. You know, he's come out as gay. That's fine. You know, let's all get past it. So you and I differ on this. That doesn't make you a bad person about the suspension and everything. But you know what? It's in the books, and we're going to keep playing basketball, and the Warriors are one of the best teams in the history of basketball. And I'll leave you guys with that. Always nice to chat with you. Take care.
Oh, yeah, they are. Thank you, John. Good to talk to you. Jim is in Oakland. How are you, Jim?
Good, good. See, I wanted to support your idea of removing back-to-back games in basketball.
Isn't that a good idea? Wouldn't you like to see nice, fresh, piping hot legs coming out of the oven every night?
Yeah, right. You know, not only is it unnecessary, but it's a situation ripe for abuse and inequality from the NBA scheduling. For example, the Warriors have 20 back-to-back more than any other team in the NBA. San Antonio has only 16. And not only that, when the Warriors travel to San Antonio, guess what? They're in the second game of back-to-back both times. Whereas when San Antonio comes to the Warriors, they're not involved in any back-to-back. That's not just scheduling arbitrariness. That's something deliberately done by somebody in the NBA office who wants to keep those old men going as long as possible.
You want to talk about something insane? Just look at how the Warriors had to wrap up this road trip. They go from Toronto to Brooklyn to Indiana to return to Boston and then go back to the Midwest to play Milwaukee. Who would set that up? No one would play checkers like that. No one would tic-tac-toe it that way in any reasonable way.
Exactly.
Thank you, Jim.
So do away with all that, and you do away with the possibility for inequality in the scheduling.
Thank you very much. I agree with you. Again, there should be more Warrior games on Sunday afternoon. There are 25 Sundays in their calendar this season. They're only playing on 17. That's 18 throwaway days right there you're not using. They play 82 games in 170 days. Why would all that time would you squeeze in a ton of back-to-backs, and in their next five games, it'll take them 17 days to play? That's ridiculous. Oh, in San Francisco. Hello, Oh.
Hey, what's going on, Damon? I agree with you. You know, I don't think you should give the guy any much hard time. He already apologized. You know, I agree. If he tried to threaten a referee or somebody physically, then, yeah, suspend him. But, you know, if you go into a locker room, you know, guys are going to talk to each other in every which way. You know, he's playing with a bunch of alpha males. Just even if you're with siblings, you know, we all joke around with our siblings. We call each other names. You know, playing sports is not a Fortune 500. You know, some of these guys are not bright, and some of them are super bright. But one thing they do have in common, they play their sport real good. And you can't take that away. What happens in the locker room stays in the locker room. What happens in the court stays in the court. And the only thing that messed him up was that he happened to try to – he looked like he was going to hit an official. That's the only thing I see in his that was his fault.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't quite, like, bow up to the guy ready to throw a punch, fist cocked or anything like that. But he stepped to that official to occupy his space and physically intimidate him. And that, to me, was a bigger no-no. He could have been saying the word cupcakes. The way he stepped to him, he should have been suspended.
Yeah, you know, he was just trying to punk him a little bit.
A little bit, absolutely, yeah. Oh, that was a chin check, no doubt. Thank you very much, Oh.
Good call. Aggressive.
It was. You've seen the video, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, not good.
No.
Not the worst thing I've ever seen either. The chin check. Keith, 101. What's going on, Keith? How are you?
Oh, you know, just stuck in the traffic. Great times.
That's what we're here for. It's why I exist, to help you get home.
You do. And actually, I had surgery recently, and I used you guys to just kind of feel better about myself around 3 o'clock.
Thank you. So. Let me ask you, how's the show on pills? How's the show sound on Vicodin?
Actually, it's pretty good, and then I sometimes get to follow it up with Zachariah cracking me up big time.
So. Nice.
So I just wanted to take your comments off the air, but, you know, we hear about this in basketball. We hear about this kind of stuff, and we see it in football. I played baseball at a respectably high level. I just want to get your opinion on why don't we ever hear about this kind of stuff coming out of baseball? I mean, usually when I get to first base, it's just making fun of me about how badly I missed that pitch or, hey, dude, you know, good hit. But it would be interesting to get in on some of those conversations that the managers are having at the pro level.
Look, and all I can tell you this, and I say this with all due respect, the clubhouse is the dumbest gathering of athletes there is in sports. And it's not even baseball players' faults. Baseball allows you to come from high school right into the league. There's very little college-educated baseball players walking around. Yes, it happens. It's not an impossibility to find. But a lot of guys go right from high school to the minor leagues to the major leagues with very little advancement in their education. But you still don't hear about this an awful lot. You figured that there would be more insensitivities going on there. But I think what it really is you all get reduced to the minor league or riding the bus, dying to scratch together enough per diem to afford your next meal. And maybe that's what binds guys together more than anything else. The common experience that you come through in baseball is way humbling for a lot of guys. And I think that may be, you know, the guy who's drafted by a baseball team doesn't get the star athlete treatment like Rajon Rondo did from Kentucky right into the NBA. It's a whole different path. And I think that it adds a little humility to the major leaguer that the NBA player may not feel.
Yeah.
This is my making it up as I go along explanation. But I feel good about that.
I think I'm on board with that.
Thank you.
It makes sense.
You feel good?
Yeah. Well, it's a different path. You might have to work a little longer and harder in baseball because you might get stuck in the minors for a while. Whereas NBA, you're 17 and there you go. Hey, here you are. Hey, LeBron, here you go.
16. I know LeBron.
Even better.
I heard about LeBron when he was 13.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a good question. This is the question that we will pick up right on the other side of this, along with more of your calls and a warning about the Spurs. Damon, what do you think would happen if the Pacers-Pistons brawl, the Malice at the Palace, happened right now? That comes from a guy named Butts. Oh, I was on the air when that happened, and it was such a big deal. It happened the Friday night before Ohio State, Michigan, in the highest scoring Ohio State, Michigan game ever. I was doing pregame for the Buckeyes in Columbus, Ohio, with Dan Patrick flown in for the big game to do the pregame with me.
Wow.
With Chris Spielman serving as my co-host. And the two of them admitted that the only thing in the history of sports that could have trumped us doing nothing but wall-to-wall talking about Ohio State, Michigan was what had happened the night before, the Malice at the Palace. We did an hour of the Malice at the Palace the day of the Michigan-Ohio State game on the Ohio State pregame radio show. That's how big of a deal that was. And if it happened now, oh my God, that's next.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Not sure if you saw this story. It's gaining a little more focus as we move throughout the afternoon. Andre Iguodala basically admitted to blowing up Uber drivers with bad gas as a negative review. To be able to summon that up as a review of the moment is, well, it takes an intestinal tract that I simply do not have. I can't dial up requests like that. Like,
thank God.
Yeah. Oh, that was a lousy interview. Rip. but, yeah.
So,
here. I'll
break it down. Explain.
I'd be happy to break this down for you in just a moment, Gianna. In a story that's on SBNation.com, written by Michael Katz, Andre Iguodala admit using farts to get revenge on a bad Uber driver. Andre Iguodala tweeted, "Uber driver so bad, I have no shame letting this gas sink in his leathers."
Oh.
Cheese.
Well, that's a little cup of cheese. Cup of cheese.
Beer cheese.
Uber support wants to know exactly what's going on, and they followed up with him. Uber support says, "We want to follow up with you on this, Andre. Please DM us your account details, and we'll connect." I really don't think there are any details other than Andre Iguodala let one rip in the back of some dude's, I'm guessing, Prius. It's always a Prius.
Typically.
It's typically a Prius.
So if you're a bad driver and you pick up Andre, he's going to leave a little something behind.
Like, you know what? I'd settle for the 1-star Yelp review, thanks, but he's going to blow up the spot if he doesn't like it. That's pretty good.
That Uber driver, does he roll down the window? What's the reaction? Maybe it could backfire. He could lock the windows and Andre's stuck dealing with it too.
Right.
You know?
I mean, here's the thing. It's an NBA Finals MVP caliber fart that you're getting in the back of your car.
Yeah.
Maybe, does it add an intrinsic value to your car that maybe you weren't considering?
I think the playing field when it comes to that part is pretty much even.
That is fantastic, though.
I don't think you have to be a... In fact, I would think there are other people out there who probably could release that kind of...
Here's the thing.
Stench better.
I respect the guy who brags about it. Like, Andre Iguodala did not need to turn to Twitter and let everyone know that he is, you know, cutting the cheese in the back of the Uber when things didn't go well. Yes. And, like, here's what's the line in Austin Powers? Like, everybody loves their own brand. He's bragging about it. He's very proud of himself.
I bet you he's the guy you hug from behind and he holds your arms and just lets one rip. You know what I mean? Like, go up to your guy friend, like, "Hey, how's it going?" You hug him from behind.
I don't hug guys from behind.
Well, okay, if I did, I've had guy friends do this before. Right. You just kind of hug them, grab your arms and they'll let you go, and then just, yeah, it's not fun.
Oh, you ever been spooning with someone and you plant one deep in the drawer?
I I have not planted one deep in the drawer.
Like, oh, you're spooning, you're spooning and spooning, and the next thing you know, spatula.
Oh.
Ladle.
Then you take the covers and put them over her head.
That's the Dutch oven.
Is that what that's called?
That's the Dutch oven.
I was going to say hot boxing, but I think that's something different.
No, that was before math class in high school.
Okay.
The Dutch oven. Let's go to our Dutch oven hotline. Rudy in Oakland. What's going on, Rudy?
Hey, Bruce. How are you guys doing? Thank you for keeping me up on my commute home. Listen, man, regarding Rondo's comments and slurs, you know, I'm just puzzled how many times media members, you know, try to let athletes get a pass with certain things, you know? You wouldn't get a pass from saying those things. I wouldn't get a pass from saying those things at my job. Why should Rondo get a pass? How many athletes are out there playing every day, competing at high levels with high emotions? How many of them are releasing those slurs directed at one individual? Are you not, I mean, honestly, let's ask ourselves.
I bet Rondo
didn't know he was gay?
I bet you he did. But it's also something that it was maybe turned around and said in the heat of the moment if the guy hadn't been gay.
Hold him to the consequences.
Well, he is. He's missing an NBA game over a word. This is the first suspension in NBA history over verbal abuse. If that isn't the most 2015 thing of all time, I really don't know what is. I don't think he should have been suspended over the words. I think he should have been suspended over the action that he took while he was saying the word, where he absolutely stepped to an official to physically intimidate. Verbal intimidation, I don't give a damn. Physical intimidation, whole different ballgame. We go to Alan in Napa before we wrap up this hour with what would it be like if the Malice of the Palace happened right now? What's going on?
How are you, Damon?
Doing well, Alan. How are you?
Good, thank you. I just want to talk about the subject, though, as regarding to Rondo, as to why that word does not belong as well. And I think that the F word is the new N word. And what I mean by that is when I was about 15 years ago, I had a brother who didn't want to come out to me because I would use that word. And it really made me analyze what I was saying and what that word really meant. And so now, you know, I mean, you hear people, you say, like, if you get front row seats, you're going to hear a lot of foul language, which I agree. You're going to hear the N-word a lot, which I agree. But you're hearing that amongst black players. I mean, if David Lee got upset and turned to Wallace and called him the N-word, what would have happened?
Oh, Malice at the Palace Part 2, I'm guessing. Electric Boogaloo breaks out on the court.
Exactly. I mean, the only way that this may be acceptable is if Jason Collins turned around and called Kennedy the F-word.
You know what? All I can say to that point is I wish I had come up with it. It's a very good one. Touche, sir. I really mean that.
Thank you.
Even if you're in the group, if the word is deemed can't use it, it's still a can't use it, I guess. I'll tell you right now, I promise you that NBA teams have talked to players about guys a little less N-word out there. I guarantee you that meeting has happened. Didn't happen the night of the Malice at the Palace, though. I'm sure of it. First of all, if that happened now, that would be the event that broke Twitter.
Oh, hands down.
Malice at the Palace would have sent Twitter's whatever, their cloud, their
servers.
Their servers, the whole thing. The building explodes.
Yeah.
Okay? If that happens right now, Ron Artest would be publicly vilified and the most famous person in the world the next day. And there would be people pressing charges. You'd have lawyers circling. And the little fat kid who comes out and gets punched might have his own TV show. Certainly a cult hero in Detroit from here on forward. Adam Kaplan next.
95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.